Did you know we have completely ad-free early access to all of our episodes? Well, we do. Not only that, but we have dozens of bonus episodes waiting for you. Head on over to patreon.com/ghosttownpod, and you can check it out for 7 days absolutely free. That's patreon.com/ghosttownpod. Cosmic Chaos. I'm Jason Horton.
I'm Rebecca Lieb.
And this is Ghost Town.
I've always been a little skeptical of astrology, but I keep seeing this one phenomena come up over and over in my witchy little feed, so I couldn't very well ignore it. In this time of tumult, upheaval, and let's say, I don't know, the unknown, I'd be remiss not to sink into the warm embrace of astrology. Sorry. So today, on this Friday episode of Ghost Town, let's talk about this massive shift that people are telling me is happening around July 20th, known as the Barbeau Basket. Let's talk about the massive shift that is happening on and around July 20th, just a couple days behind us, known as the Barbeau Basket. The Barbeau Basket is a rare, historically significant astrological alignment named after the late French astrologer and, some say, visionary, André Barbeau. I'd never heard of him or this, so of course I dug deep and did my research. Barbeau is known to use astrology to predict events that actually happened. He's kind of magical in this way, a little bit cult-like. A lot of people say he's in like the Mount Rushmore Hall of Fame of astrologers. In 1955, he predicted that around 1989, there would be a major restructuring tied to the Kremlin, a forecast made 34 years before the Berlin Wall came down. Interesting, right? Let's take it a little bit more contemporary. Barbeau also speculated about a period of collective crisis around, drumroll, 2020, which many later astrologers associated, of course, with the pandemic. Another frequently cited prediction is his observation of 5 outer planets forming a basket-like configuration on July 20th, 2026. This configuration has often been described as a massive shift in global consciousness and creates the possibility of all types of crazy things. It's known as the cosmic cradle, or of course, the Barbeau basket. So what is it specifically? Well, I'll tell you after this break. The Barbeau Basket is this really cool, pretty cool little geometric planetary pattern that involves 4 outer planets, Jupiter, Uranus, Neptune, and Pluto, forming this cute little basket, or cosmic cradle, if you will, and I will. Astrologers view this conjoining of Jupiter, Pluto, Uranus, and Neptune as a monumental turning point for humanity. They all say this. It means big, big, big things coming, or happening right now, really. Instead of acting as a stressful clash, the alignment is interpreted by practitioners as a symbol of balancing, allowing conflicting forces to work themselves out for a massive systemic restructuring, and even a technological or spiritual golden era. I'm ready for it. Are you? During this event, Jupiter is in Leo. That means that's the top anchor of the basket, and it represents expansion, passion, and your own personal truth. So there's the personal part of it. It also means that Pluto is in Aquarius. That's the bottom anchor of the basket, symbolizing deep transformation and the overthrowing of outdated collective power structures. Love where that's headed. Then there's Uranus in Gemini, and that's the lower right-hand portion of the basket. That provides harmonious energy for revolutionary ideas, breakthroughs, and rapid technological or communicational advancements. A lot of people are likening that to the rise of AI. Depending on your relationship with AI, that could be good or bad. Who knows? Last but not least, of course, there's Neptune in Aries. That's the bottom left-hand part of the basket. That provides spiritual inspiration, intuition, and a fresh start in how we approach our individual identities and spirituality. Because these planets, all of them, move incredibly slowly, the basket is not just a slight 24-hour phenomenon. It's not like a full moon. It's really not like any of those things that I've read about or maybe even practiced. I don't know. You tell me. I don't do that. Astrologers believe it's kind of a launch pad for these big, sweeping, long-term changes, societal shifts, and personal growth that will unfold over the coming years. I love this because it really works on many planes. We've got the technological, we've got the deeply personal and spiritual, and then we have like the massive cultural societal shifts. Now, you know me, I'm always like, okay, what should I be doing during this basket? What should I be doing during this full moon? What should I be doing? And does it involve snacks? Well, here's a little something to do. Now, you're not supposed to do the same thing as like when there's a full moon or a waxing, waning moon, whatever. You're really supposed to encourage yourself to push yourself, I mean, to ask big questions like, where am I being invited to grow? What chapter is coming to an end? What is going to be a beginning? What am I willing to embrace? How can I move forward with a greater intention? How can I contribute to society? What needs to come a crashing down before I can build it back up again? You know, easy questions that have very easy answers. But really, if you don't want to do all of that, what they suggest you do is just let this Barbo basket ride and see where it takes you.